The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my
See Live off the record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Mason Hospital, and Wendy's.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday, August 11th, so that you know that I am live today on Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you are in our family of islands, you can call us on 242-300-20, and that would be duty free to you. That's 242-300-5720. We are, of course, able to be contacted by text on our text line, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Can I say to you, folks, that that line is the Guardian's line? I also give you my WhatsApp to call, 4393043. That's 4393043. That's my WhatsApp line. So you can only use that when I'm on air. Otherwise, you have to call 422. You have to text 422-4796. We are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. Let me give you the lay of the land. I have a very special guest with us this morning to talk about a special arrangement his group has entered. And we will speak with him. And then after that, I have a totally open line. It's been a while. Haven't been with you for a while like this. Anything the Lord lay upon your heart, if you can be sensible about it, and we'll talk about it. But I do have in the studio today Mr. Julian Brown, who is the president and CEO of the Benchmark Group of Companies. Mr. Brown, it's been a long time since he's been on. He's one of our more seasoned, experienced, and veteran investment advisors out there. Welcome, Brother Brown, to the show.
Thank you, Chivago. Pleasure to be here, looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, likewise. Now, for fear that I might get it wrong, your group signed an agreement recently with a Swiss company, providing an exchange platform. So help us, first of all, understand the name of the company and what is behind this signing.
Okay, so we signed a joint venture agreement with Override, which is a Cyprus company, but headquartered out of Switzerland.
Okay.
And is chaired by a Swiss individual by the name of David Kaliber.
Okay.
We got in them about 6 months ago through a referral relationship that we have. And we started a conversation about the possibilities of getting into the digital environment. And they had a platform that they have developed and certified internationally for digital exchanging of not just currency, but digital assets. So we're going beyond what is generally perceived or understood to be digital, and they talk about cryptocurrency. That's right, just right. One asset class that will be right. resident on the platform that we are going to be joining with Override on. So we are a public company, as you well know. We have two broker-dealers, a capital markets broker-dealer by the name of Benchmark Advisors, and then our client broker-dealer by the name of Alliance Investment Management. So the capital markets broker-dealer, which is also a dealer on the BSIX exchange, provides market access for our client broker globally and domestically. And we started a conversation with Override through that company because we wanted to advance ourselves into the digital environment. And so we agreed with them that we had the operational and human expertise to run an operation, and they had the technical expertise, and we joined them together, and we have what we now call Bahamas Override. So we're applying for our license with the Securities Commission of the Bahamas for the DARE Act, which is going to give us access to and license to be able to provide digital exchange of assets across our platform. So once we put the legislation and the legal entities licensed together with the digital infrastructure, we have what is called Bahamas Override. And it will be a digital exchange that is going to be connected globally and operated out of the Bahamas, headquartered out of the Bahamas, for global transactions across the sphere. You will see in the next, if you haven't already seen, you will see in the next year or so, a lot of the exchanges around the world, the digitizing. The New York Stock Exchange, for example, has already started tokenizing, and they've already made a commitment to having trading on their exchange by 2028. In Canada, on the TSE, they're doing the exact same thing. And this new arena and technology is going to allow the marketplace to be a 24/7 infrastructure in which anyone who has the capability to connect to it will be able to trade globally wherever they are. Now, the Bahamas, being a leading jurisdiction in terms of digital legislation through the DARE Act, and having
which is the Digital Asset and Registered Exchanges Act,
yes,
2024.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So that one, which was changed in 2024, after the situation with FTX. Mm-hmm. So we've improved it. We've taken back what I think is the marketplace. Individuals who are creating the technology and want to bring that technology to market are looking at the Bahamas as a place to do it. Our partners looked at several different locations in order to host their technology, and they selected the Bahamas because of our cutting-edge legislation and the resources that are here. Human that is, and experience in the digital arena, that made them extremely comfortable. So with that in tow, and we found their platform to be extremely advanced, more advanced than any platform that is out there, and I'll explain that later on if we're engaged with them on, is the leading edge piece of software in the world today for digital exchanges.
But let's for the benefit of our listeners. So let's say we got Bitcoin out there, we have Ethereum out there, and other coins out there. One class of digital assets. Then you could have Shivago Lang has a piece of property. he does whatever is necessary to tokenize and then may wish to now put those tokens into a platform where he could trade them, etc. You need, in order to do all that, a technology that creates the platform for receiving the tokens, providing custody for the tokens, trading the tokens, which is what your partner, your joint venture partner provides, but you provide the license for doing so in a regulated environment under the DARE Act. Did I get that right?
100%. So that's where the JV is working. The magic is working. So you can have the ability, and you touched on something, and I want to elaborate on that. The ability to host someone's assets. In the current digital environment, hosting of assets are held in what is called cold wallets. A cold wallet means that you don't have control over your asset. Somebody is safe custodying that asset for you. And that's what happened in the case of FTX. They were cold, you had a cold wallet with them, so they were custodying your assets. Our technology is a hot wallet, which means that if Zhivago has an asset that he can and he wants to put it in his wallet, he is holding his assets himself. He is the custody agent for his own assets. Like you hold your money in your pocket, your wallet in our environment is going to be held by you. You don't need a third party. So this is
on trade. It only release when I release it.
Absolutely, and the cryptography does not, which is already certified, does not allow us to be able to see your wallet or do anything in your wallet. Only you can do that. And so when you bring that technology to marketplace, and when you advance that kind of transaction base, it's going to revolutionize what is now presently happening in the marketplace.
That's amazing, because that's almost like one of the elements of blockchain that allows for such trust, right? Because now you have verifications and you have this control yourself over your assets. So anybody, you were not going to hear, oh no, they transferred my thing out there, and now we got to go run after it and chase it.
Absolutely,
that's amazing.
Yeah, you won't. The only person who can release the asset in your wallet is you, and unless you give somebody your key, then they have access to your wallet. But that's between you and who you give your key to. But on the opposite side of it, in order to mint a coin, you have to follow certain legislation. And so to be a coin minting entity in the Bahamas, we will have to follow the rules and the guidelines of the Securities Commission. And they're clear as to what we can do. It's no different than, Zhivago, than us doing an IPO. So when you do an IPO, you have to know what it is that you're doing, all the reasons why you're doing it, and you have to create an awareness. When you mint a coin, depending on what kind of coin you're minting, You still have that responsibility. In the case of a piece of property or in the case of some other asset, it's going to have to be validated, and the asset itself is going to have to be encrypted in order to, the information encrypted, the data placed into that coin in order for that coin to be a valid coin that we would put on our exchange. And then we will have certain rules and regulations that we will follow ourselves internally to make sure that whatever we're hosting is in fact a factual element of what is in that coin.
Would you be doing self-validating or would your third party validating?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Yes, we'll do both. And we want to make sure that the validations are clear, concise, because that is where the surety and the confidence of those who are going to be using our platform to trade is going to come into play.
Now, you under the DARE Act, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you could apply for digital asset exchange, you could apply for custodial wallet custody services, broker dealers and market participant services, staking and yield services, you could apply for token issuers services, payment and transfer services, and certain specializing activities. My understanding is you have applied for all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, we have. And
so you're one stop shop.
Yes. Well, basically, Shivago, we're doing it now in our capital markets environment, what is called the legacy system. So we're executing, we're custodying, we're transferring. We're doing it all now in our existing environment. All we're doing in this new environment is doing it digitally. So there's no, the only difference between what we're doing today and what we're going to be doing tomorrow is we're going to be doing it digitally. We're going to make it, rather than in our existing environment, we hold your asset. So, you know, that's why we have to get audited, and we send all of that information off to the commission every month and every quarter about who we are and what we do and our balances. Well, our balance sheet will only be in relationship to the custody, the assets that we actually hold. You're going to be off balance sheet because you're going to be holding your asset in your wallet hot for yourself.
Wow. Okay. You know, I'm thinking about this, Julian, and the possibilities. I don't pretend to understand it well, but the possibilities that lots of people only talk about bitcoins and Shivago, you know, should I be trading in cryptocurrencies and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of the business, too, is about the prospect of tokenizing. Hey,
people
have these assets that they can, you could help us understand it. Because, I mean, it could create for even, in quote, small players for trades and for, investments that they couldn't even imagine.
There is a lot of opportunity in relationship to what we're doing. What I call what we're doing for the Bahamas right now, I call it atomic. What we're doing is atomic because the ability to do so many different things. We're not talking about trading a Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just going to be one element. It's an enterprise. We're talking about an enterprise. We're talking about another Amazon type of environment managed and run out of the Bahamas digitally. So you can put, as long as we can mint that coin, or if you can mint it somewhere else and you want to host it on our platform and you pass the standards by which we would apply in relationship to where you want to mint your coin and host it on our platform, as long as we can do that, and we agree with it, we can let you host it. Now, the difference in relationship to your hot wallet and what we do, we are the guardian of the system. So you can't mint a coin and post a coin on our platform. You can mint a coin and ask us if we would accept it. If we don't like what we see on the platform, if we don't like what you're doing, then we just send it back to you, and you'll never get it on our platform. So we are the guardian.
You are examining that coin against the legislative and regulatory requirements and your own
rules, internal and guidelines. Okay. Yes. So and that's where advisors, benchmark advisors, comes into play to make sure that the KYC of whatever assets we're doing is going to take place. What is revolutionary, and all banks are beginning to move into this environment, is that you are no longer going to need a bank to move money. You're going to move. That's why we call it override, because the technology is overriding the existing system. And what's going to happen is all the banks are moving into that environment already. If you do some search on the internet and you ask the question, which banks are getting involved in digital trading, you'll see all the major banks pop up. And they're beginning to merge and migrate themselves into that environment.
Somebody might well say you can move value, but at some point, if somebody decides to cash in our environment, they're cashing in with fiat currency notes.
Shivago, where our platform is going to allow you to change Bitcoin to fiat in your wallet instantly.
Okay.
Instantly.
Okay.
Okay. So
without the bank.
Without the bank. Yes. Without the bank. Yes.
I got you.
You are going with a hot wallet and with your assets, you are going to be the holder of your asset. And if you decide, I want to go to Ethereum and I want to transfer US dollars to Ethereum, or any fiat, we've already seen, tested, and currently are testing that platform. I could show that to you today if I wanted to.
We have a good question here. A good question from one of our listeners says, afternoon, what does your guest mean by cutting edge legislation? Is it that we are allowing practices not allowed elsewhere in the world? Troubling. So they're answering the same question. Let's say they ask a legitimate question and I'm trying to answer it the same time.
Yeah, we would call that, my sister and I would call it a yellow bus question.
Yeah.
And by the way, on my way down, I guess what? I was driving right next to a yellow bus. But the point is that it's cutting edge because we are leading every jurisdiction with who wishes to be in this environment in terms of a digital legislation. Our legislation is the one that they're using and copying. So if somebody's copying your legislation and billing their legislation over yours, what does that make you?
And it doesn't mean that you're allowing practices that aren't being allowed elsewhere, because the best way to do that, to be slack, is have no legislation at all.
At all, exactly.
Right. In point of fact, what we had allowed us to respond to FTX, but what we have now allows us to respond to an FTX scenario even more.
That's what's making the Bahamas the hottest jurisdiction for digital exchanges in the world, because of our experience in FTX. And to the commission's benefit, or to compliment the commission, nobody lost any money in FTX. Uh-huh. The commission garnished and held all of the currency in custody when they discovered the issue.
And because then, it could in law.
It could in law,
it could,
yes.
In law.
Yeah, it took it over. It took the cold wallet and made it their wallet. Now, in our environment, it's going to be a hard wallet, so you won't have to worry about anybody holding your asset. You're holding your asset yourself. So the commission is now only going to be a regulator to make sure that funny stuff, which is going to happen, it's natural. To be human is to make faults and create issues that go against what is generally a good standard. That's human. So there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, it's like the red light. You know, how many people don't run the red light?
To be clear, because I see this too often, where there are some Bahamians who their default to the Bahamas is, we're slack, we don't do it right, etc. And I want to be clear that you can't allege that regarding the environment we have provided, unless you can show me in law, you can show me, not talk it, show me where we may have a slackness. And if you can show me that, then we should send it to the commission so we could correct the fault.
I don't think there is. The commission is constantly upgrading and updating its rules, regulations, and the act when they see it necessary. The recent change in the 2024 is a result of what happened under the FTX. And that in and of itself is proof of just how robust that was, even when we discovered there was an issue. It did not, like I said, didn't hurt anybody, because they were able to do what they had to do to secure the system and make sure that everybody who were having their assets custodian somewhere else, that they controlled it when they discovered that there was an issue.
Very good question for you again. Mr. Lang, can Bahamians trade on Override, or is it for foreigners who are in the Bahamas?
That's a good question. Bahamians will be able to trade on Bahamas Override. I've had, David and I, I've had conversations about creating a Bahamian app and putting the wallet on the app for Bahamians to download, so that they can get experience and exposure to the platform and to what we are developing. One of the things that we want to do is make sure that we rest this technology in the hands of Bahamians and they get a chance to participate internationally as well as. So if you have a piece of and you want to tokenize that property, you can tokenize that property under the standards that are in the marketplace and under our internal regulations. And once you pass that test and you tokenize that asset could be traded wherever it be traded, you know. And the question is going to be one of exchange control. If somebody in Hong Kong wants to buy a piece of property in the Bahamas and they like your token, you can exchange that on the platform in milliseconds, and you know things will happen. The question is, you know, where do you host your foreign currency? The central bank is going to have to look at it as well because things are going to change as we move deeper and deeper into this technology. The world is going to become a lot more open for Bahamians and a lot more open for foreigners as well. So all of this is going to be a part of what is going to evolve out of this this new technology that is going to influence the way we behave. And the worst thing that we can do is try to control it. I think we have to embrace it. We have to look at this both domestically, economically, in terms of our rules and regulations, and then we have to adjust ourselves to accommodate it. If we don't embrace this, we're going to be a significant loser in this environment because there's nothing that's going to hold it back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, before we close, just so a couple of things. Your license, your application is before the Bahamas, the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. So you're not. This isn't happening yet. This is what is planned once you have the approvals in place.
Yes, I don't see us having any difficulty in getting a license. I mean, we've been licensed by the Securities Commission for 25 years. In a capital markets environment, making markets both domestically and internationally for 25 years. So I don't see what we're doing now. As a matter of fact, DARE Act does a little bit less than what we're presently doing with our existing licenses. So I don't think that there's going to be any hurdles for us that we cannot overcome. And I think it's just a matter of us providing the required information to the commission. For us being able to fill out the application form, submit it, pay the fees, and I think once everything is done, we'll get the license. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
How soon after would you be operational, you imagine?
90 days.
Okay. All right. Override.
Yes.
Bahamas.
Bahamas
override.
And I give you a story on that, too, because originally it was going to be override Bahamas. Mm. But I took an executive decision with my partners, and I changed the name to Bahamas Override because Bahamas being the legislation
right.
which governs the operation of the technology and controls the usage of the technology is the first thing that is important. And then secondly, the technology. And if we are right in our legislation and right with the technology, the only thing you will hear in the future is Bahamas Override. I got to get on Bahamas Override wallet. I got to get a wallet from Bahamas Override. The technology won't matter to you because it'll be so solid and so secure that it's going to be like you're pulling up to the gas station to fill up your car with gas. You don't think about it. You just pay for it.
Bahamas Override, smart move.
Thank you.
We don't want to override the Bahamas.
No, we want Bahamas to override.
Right.
The override side is the world, because
yeah,
I'm telling
yeah,
you,
yeah.
There is very, very, very strong interest in what we're doing internationally, and looking at what we're doing, and we're getting calls already from individuals who are asking us how soon can we get it functional and how secure we think we are in getting the license. And I tell them, I'd be surprised if we don't. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't. I don't see any hurdles that we can't overcome. I don't see any hurdles, period. Because The same questions they're asking us about our existing license as a capital markets provider, they're asking us our license. So we're filling in the same and submitting the same information twice.
Benchmark Group of Companies, folks. Julian Brown, president and CEO, and Bahamas Override is on its way, perhaps real soon. Any closing words, sir?
Not. I need to say that, you know, we're very excited about what we're doing. We think it's going to relaunch financial services in the Bahamas again. And we believe that what we're doing is going to make the financial services of the Bahamas very competitive and number one in the number one bracket in terms of financial services globally.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you. And anytime we can be helpful, please let us know. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Let's do that.
Sure.
Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
All right. I heard him talk about people selling property and then somebody in Hong Kong. And then I am very concerned about that because...
No, you didn't hear him say that.
That's the part that I heard.
Yeah,
let me just mention something while I'm on air. There's a property south, I'll say west
okay,
or north.
Sorry. Hold on. See, because I know what's going to happen. We don't want to confuse life right now. Okay. So, Mr. Brown,
appreciate you calling.
Appreciate you being on. If we could be helpful with your stuff when going forward, please let us know.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Go ahead, caller. We have an open line today, so go ahead. Hello? Yeah, you can call back. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. After this break, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Shop early to get your uniforms and get Janae's Uniform Centers Buy 4, Get 1 free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad you could join us today. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. I'm live today. This is August 11th, 2026. So if you want to call, please feel free, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can at me on 439-3043. You can't catch the show in the middle of things. Not have the context of the show. Station with, I hear him say this and he didn't, and I don't, that concerns me. Because you didn't hear the whole context. You should ask, right? So I'm not doing that to any guest of mine and then getting us off track and so forth. We have to be more responsible and intelligent when we come to these conversations on the show. And I'm not going to allow it, because what happens is you get off and now there's people out there saying, oh, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello? All right. Not sure what's going on there. You know, we were talking about the ability to tokenize a piece of property you have. If I own a piece of property, Zhivago Sean Lang, you can't tell me what to do with my property. I'll sell it to a foreigner, Bahamian, whoever I want to. It's my property. That's what property rights means. That's why the Constitution protects my right to own property and to be able to dispose of it as I wish. If I sell it to a foreigner, if it's a certain size, I have to have them register it, that purchase, if it's for residential use, with the investment board. If it's a larger than 3 or 5 acres, then they have to apply to the investment board to buy my property from me. The same thing would apply to any tokenized arrangement of property, because you can't convey or transfer the thing without following the laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If they want to buy any size piece of property from me for commercial purposes, they have to put an application into the investment board. What is the problem? You can't tell me who to sell my property to. The government can say you are selling it in accordance with the law, but you can't tell me who I could sell my property to. I'll have to be talking nonsense. That my land is my wealth. And if I want to cash in my wealth, I'm going to do that. We have an open line today. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free. Someone sent me a notice from the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority. The public notice says, this is to advise all persons holding contracts with the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority that payments for July 2026 have been made to the bank as of today's date, August 7, 2026. You may expect posting to your account by your bank by end of day or up to two working days. This text says, kindly assist us to find out why some contractors did not receive any funds yet, please. Please pardon me, I realize this is not your topic today, but it needs to be addressed. Well, we have an open line today. Now, this notice, 7th, and so they said, you'll allow posting today or within the next couple of days. So yes, if people haven't been paid yet, that means the time is locked. There could be any number of reasons for that. I can't say. It could be that the money wasn't sent. It could be that some banking information absent. So I can't really say, and I can't find out. Right? Maybe the Public Parks and Authority can tell us. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Not sure. Hey, yes. Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can a foreigner buy property here?
Of course they can.
Oh, where?
What do you mean here? You mean, can a foreigner buy property in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is happening every day.
For example?
What do you mean, for example?
Tell me one foreigner who buy properties. I mean, besides
okay,
Chinese.
I can give you... Oh, no. You asked me a question. I can give you two. The foreigners who own Bahama bought the property that Bahama
besides owns. Besides Chinese. I'm talking about Jamaicans.
No.
I'm talking about...
Hold on. Bro. Don't ask me questions or no wait for that. But don't tell me besides Chinese. Atlantis is owned by a foreign company. Atlantis is owned by a foreign American hedge fund. Okay? And I mean, that's such a silly question, quite frankly. It is very silly. You know how many foreigners own property in this country? Come on, man. Let's have a sensible conversation today. Really? Can a foreigner buy property in the Bahamas? That's the question? Wow. This text says, and I did not answer my own question. A yellow school bus response is what your guest gave. It was a simple yes or no. It's troubling because the Bahamas is not known for proper. Okay. The Bahamas is not known for proper oversight. What a silly question. We have had a banking sector in this country for decades. Decades. And even with respect to blacklisting, we have responded to the point where we go around telling the world we have a blue chip regulated financial services sector. I mean, why are some of you guys so ignorantly negative informedly on your country? But why are you so ignorantly, some of you, negative on your country? Huh? Seriously? Come on. This text says, say, tell that caller, Sir Sean Connery, the Bushes, George Bush's family, the people who are the heir of the Adidas fortune. I mean, come on, man. Can foreigners own land in the Bahamas? you can't be serious. All right, down there in Grand Bahama, you got the people who own the shipyard, Pharmachem, who own Buckeye. I mean, seriously? Comfort Suites? On Paradise Island? Really? Come on. Say, good day, Lang. To tell you the truth, the government don't care what people think, how they spend the people's money. They ain't checking for no one. That's what we voted for. Suck it up. Did you know how the PLP got that name, Progress? From the person who can't enjoy the progress, his money was spent in vain. Okay. Open line today. Have your say. Well, the caller's volume isn't low to me. Somebody says caller's volume is low. It's not low to me. Maybe the platform you're on, producer, do we have a low caller volume? And to me, the caller was fine. It says, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langyo. News, when we come back, open line today, we'll be back after this news break.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road. And I just can't keep living this way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp. Open line today. We're hearing from you. It's been a while, so I'm giving you an opportunity to catch up on anything you might have had a query about. Just be sensible. Call in and let's talk sense. Don't waste time. No time to waste. No time to waste. See, only me and if friends to the south could buy, others said, not foreign to them. Yeah, that's what it was always getting to, you know? Haitians. Problem, the reason for every problem in the Bahamas. You having issues between the livery people and the taxis? Haitians. Forget the fact that maybe the rules aren't clear or the rules aren't being enforced about where the livery drivers and the taxis should be, and so forth and so forth. It's the Haitians. That's what the problem is, the Haitians. We have issues with backup toilets in the schools. That's the Haitians, man. They the ones. That's who done it. This text says, great show as usual. Say, give the callers in Texas a free pass today. BPL up. People freaking out. It hot. Okay. That's okay. I'll do that. That's a good point. So, Mr. Lang, life a key property owned by various foreigners. Albany, yes. Yeah, Albany. Old Ford. Oh, man, what foreigners own? Come on, man. So, Mr. Lang, why does it seem that this government does governmental transactions so secretively and without proper protocol for its actions? It gives the appearance of impropriety. My friend, I cannot answer that question for you. I really can't. I don't understand in some ways how the government is operating, why it chooses to operate in the way it does. I don't understand. I really can't. I can't answer that. You'd have to ask them for that. You'd have to ask them. I don't know. This text says, yesterday you mentioned that we are paying $8 million per month to BGC for management fees. This is something I saw out of the attributed to a piece from The Guardian. But the management partner who justified those fees by their expertise, experience, and workforce so much that the government did not see a need to require capital investment to grant a 60% share and is gone. Why are we continuing to do business with and pay BGC $8 million in the absence of a managing partner with expertise and self-admittedly issues finding staff? Great question. I honestly don't know. I don't know how the financial justification works. I really don't know. I'm not saying there isn't one, but I don't know. I haven't seen something that could justify for me anything of any arrangement, because I just don't know. I don't have the information. So sorry. This says, morning, sir. Can you please find out the situation with the street? I understand traffic flows better, but can they update the public on what will be done moving forward? Well, if they are listening, they must hear your question and they'll inclined to let you know. It's open line today. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm listening to you. What's up?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Hope your family is doing well. You know,
yes,
Mr. Lang, we have many issues that's bugging, I would say, a lot of us Bahamians. Mm. And one of the biggest issues I can't understand is all around the world, people are leaving home because of hardship and leaving to go to other places. And we call this invasion of private property of you coming to my country illegally and then putting down demands to take it over. But you're supposed to love me. But what I don't understand is you and I, we grew up in a way and guided by our parents and our leaders to go out, get a good religion upbringing, a good education, to go up and try and purchase a piece of property, build a home for yourself and your family to follow. But we have people, I wouldn't only say the Haitian diaspora, but from other countries coming to our country. They squat on our Bahamian land. And then we have a problem. Then they build in without permission, without the proper work permit, health, this and that and that. On government land or crown land or people's private land, building whole cities basically in the south of New Providence. They wouldn't do it around Sans Souci, Cable Beach, Gambia, and take where the elites live on the waterfront, the north side. But they'll come down where the local Bahamian, and then they infiltrate us. And then we gotta pay. We, the Bahamians, gotta pay to feed them, house them, school them, medicate them. Then we got to pay to put them down in the detention center. Then we got to pay to carry them back home. And when they leave and they tell the immigration officer, see you next week, daddy. And we've been going over and repeatedly this for years. And our government seem to do nothing about it. And most of them go down in these villages and jump up and down and dance with them as if they love what they're doing. How long is this going to happen when nowadays you and my children can hardly find it possible to buy a piece of property, to build a home, because banks even ain't lending us nothing, only to buy a little $5,000 second-hand Japanese car. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Sparky. You know, Sparky's comments does raise a interesting question is this. Why don't people squat in Lyford Key in Albany? Most places out west or out east. Why? Why? Are they squatting in Stableton? Treasure Cove? Paradise Island? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day.
Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, everything good. Oh, all right. I know that a government could actually call for early election at any time. So I know that the people also can actually stand up and call again early election. Could you explain that process?
No, the people can't do that.
So the people can't actually say, well, there's a vote of no confidence or something?
No, you could go there and protest. You could go in the thousands and thousands and thousands and protest, and maybe that prompts the government to the prime minister to take some action to go to election. But there's no requirement if you go out there and demand.
He's voted in, then he's in for 5 years. There's no recourse.
Amen, bro.
Okay, all right. Understood.
Yep. The election. Elections have consequences, and whether you regard it as a plus or a minus, it is heaven for 5 years, or it's a sentence for 5 years. All right? this text says, it They said accidents and confusion, at least put the lights on caution. This is the person talking about what's happening there at the traffic lights on Market Street. This text says, given those frequent trips to Haiti, or was that just for election? I don't know, you know. I don't know. I thought Bahamas Air had a regular set of flights to Haiti, scheduled flights. All right. You can check. You can check. Go online. Go to the Bahamas Air and try to book a flight from wherever, Nassau to Haiti. And you'll get to see what flights Bahamas Air has to Haiti. I mean, that's easy. Now, if they have chartered flights, then that's a different story. But I mean, you could see what Bahamas Air regular flight is from Nassau to Haiti. So check it out, right? Just check it out. I'm putting in here now Haiti. I don't see nothing coming up. Oh, Cape Haitian, yeah, I see Cape Haitian. And so, yeah, so they still have flights to Cape Haitian. This text says, Mr. Lang, when will the Ministry of Education start hiring the Bahamians who open? Schools soon open. What do you think the issue could be? Or how long does the hiring process normally take? Do they still want new teachers for September? The answer is yes, they still need and want new teachers for September. I suspect that the hiring process is taking place even now. From my own experience, sometimes it is met with some bureaucracy that takes some time. Sometimes they end up putting teachers in the system whose paperwork has not been formally completed. But remember, this hiring has to be done by the Public Service Commission, if not the Teacher Service Commission. I don't know if the Teacher Service Commission is up and operating, but it has to be done not by politicians. This is done by the Public Service Commission. And then people's financial circumstances have to be cleared and all that kind of stuff. People assigned to various schools. So it can get caught up in some bureaucracy for sure. And yes, it's August 11th, but I suspect that whoever's out there, they will be assigned somewhere, even if, I can tell you, they get appointed and take some time before they get that first paycheck or get paid by vouchers while they wait to regularize their pay. All right, and I know that from experience. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Everything cool. I hope you had a fruitful and, you know, a great trip. Welcome back, man.
Yes. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm not done yet. I'm taking my son to university tomorrow for his first year. Thank you, man. That's the last one. That's the last one I hope to get out my pocket.
Oh, that's the last eaglet of the nest.
Yeah, that's the last one.
So I just wanted to know, with all the tragedies and different things that has taken place with the smaller airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear that they suspend an airline or suspend airlines. What new rules have they put in place to minimize these crashes or unfortunate events moving forward? Have you heard anything? I'll hang up and listen to you, sir.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have not heard anything. And that doesn't surprise me, because they are still investigating some of these incidences, but especially the most recent ones. And for some context, hundreds and hundreds of flights take place throughout this Commonwealth on a monthly basis. I would imagine thousands on an annual basis. And if we look at the incidences as a percentage of all those flights, I'm not inclined to believe that we have a systemic problem resulting in these crashes. Now, the problem with airlines and airplanes is this. You can have many crashes of cars in the Bahamas. You know, we have them many that don't get reported. We normally hear about it when somebody dies. I had a crash. Nobody got, it wasn't in the news because nobody got hurt. I wasn't, you know, and that happens repeatedly, over and repeatedly. And so, but actually it's more unsafe in terms of accidents by car than plane. The problem is with an airplane is you got people in the sky moving at high speeds. And when you do have an incident, depending on the incident, it can be really catastrophic for the people involved. And that's why the risk seems so much higher. But I imagine that there has to be a review taking place of the protocols, the system. And remember now, I mean, the aviation sector, because it involves people's use from all across the globe, tends to find itself having to comply both with local and international standards. Where the issues can arise is with compliance. And compliance can mean compliance on the part of the operators, the pilot, the company, or it can be on the part of the enforcers, the regulators in their enforcing. I have always believed that in the Bahamas, as a small country and many such small countries, familiarity can impede enforcement because people can know people, and it's easy to know people. If you live in a big country, it's very hard to know, I know the head of CAA on this one. That ain't so easy. In the Bahamas, I know this one, I know the next one, I know the politician who overall the system, and if I get in some issues, I make a call, et cetera, et cetera. That familiarity, I think, can sometimes get in the way of enforcement, right? So I suspect that a review can and must and will be happening of the system. But I think that we are operating on international standards. And the question really is one of compliance with those standards on the part of the pilot, on the part of the companies that operate airplanes, and on the part of the people who enforce the system. Now, where we are with that, I do not know. I cannot tell you. We have to wait to hear from the people. You know, that's just a part of the problem and challenge. Not with no regularity and frequency enough to help me understand what's going on. That's a challenge. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Right here, man. Thank you, brother. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to dive into that same topic you have with aviation, right? We actually have a good record pertaining to aviation, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Based on the fact that on the islands, right, for a numerous number of years, we had airports without any lights on it for the nighttime. And planes was landing without incident. Now, the way they land planes without no lights, only God knows how they did it. But they did it.
What you mean? Line up the cars, them or put the lights on. The cars used to use the headlights. Is that what you mean?
Mom, like, I'm trying to make this sound good as humanly possible. But you bring it out all the dirty laundry right now.
I'm telling you that's what used to happen. But now some of the airports, when Renesana Martin was minister, they put, I think, those fluorescent, some kind of lights on. Maybe not, you know, not the bright thingam lights, but they did put some lights down on some of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We actually have a good record, even though we had those circumstances, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, the tragedies we have had, they are tragedies, no doubt.
Yeah, nobody's going to be... They far in between, though.
You know, it will always cause people to focus on the system and ask, you know, the question, are we safe? What can we do to be safer? And that's understandable.
Yeah, but I just like to chime in on that. All right, have a good day, though.
Yeah, man. You too, bro. Thanks a lot. This text says, good evening, Mr. Lang. We haven't done a great job with how we issue work permits and visa. We do a lousy job monitoring to make sure the recipients aren't working outside the scope of the permits and overstaying their time, and it's mostly Haitians. I accept I believe that's true, generally speaking. Yeah. It says, my other question is, who is paying the BEC staff and contractors doing the line work that is the responsibility of BGC? I am hoping that whatever work is being done, including overtime, is being deducted from any BGC. I am really troubled by this BGC arrangement. It appears to me like we're just handing over free money to private interest, because all I doubt Mrs. Alston would let her workers do any work without her expert oversight. That's an interesting point. I can't answer it. I really can't. This says, good day, Lang. We in Grand Bahama will never be like BPL, this Grand Bahama energy company operating by Grand Bahama. Big difference. We straight over in Freeport. Okay, well, keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed. Before election, people in Grand Key had their power bills paid. 100 plus people. Now, been suffering for days and days and days. What happened? What happened to the urgency of attending to people's concerns? See? Boy, listen. This text says, yes, Mr. Lang, familiarity can be a major problem with enforcement in all government agencies and departments. For sure. For sure. It can be. I mean, it's a small country problem very often. Very, very, very often. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. I'll pay our respects to our marvelous sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue our open line. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to let them go. All right, we'll be back after this break.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From Spin-Off to Spin Rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you remain well. You have an open line show today. What's on your mind? What's on your heart? Let's talk about it. We have a call on the line on Tuesday, sorry. Not Wednesday, I'm jumping ahead. Tuesday. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, sir, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang, hey. Bahamians are the most smartest, the best set of people on earth. But we are a type of people, we don't like to listen. We think we know everything. And I can give you an example. I used to work in a major hotel over to a major hotel. And engineer, and they telling us, okay, that's how you do this, how you run things and all of that. But every week or every day we having the same problem like what BC is having now. But you know what the major person, what the hotel did? They bring in a foreign person what was running the same organization that we were in. And you know what they did? They changed around the whole thing. Our government needs to get, I'm not saying that our behemoths are not qualified, but they need to bring in foreign advisors to come and deal with these situations. The country is not ready for that. They are not ready for this demand.
But we got all these foreign advisors in the Bahamas today. We got foreigners advising us about the U.S. We got Stone and Jeremico. We had Pike in.
Let me tell you, Mr. Lang. I agree. But the problem is that they let go the old behemoth way. So they're doing most of the things. They sabotaging and they're doing a lot of things that they should not be doing because they don't want the foreign people. So now
Bahamians are sabotaging things. That's what's going on.
That's what it seems to me.
But hold on. But why we need to resort to Bahamian sabotaging if the BPL people telling us there was a strike by a lightning strike on one occasion, there was a fault with the breakers on one occasion and what have you, that they're telling us that the problem is they got power going over all inherited equipment and so forth. Why are you blaming now Bahamians for sabotaging? That's you're insulting all them workers at BPL who are trying to fix what is going on.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but listen to what I'm saying also. I'm not gawking. What you're saying is true. What I'm trying to say is that Bahamian people are the type of people, they think they know everything and they don't want to give the foreign people a chance to lead them. That is what I'm saying.
But you can't contradict. You just said Bahamians are the smartest people in the world. If I'm the smartest people in the world, why I need advice from anybody?
That's where the problem come in now, because you don't want to listen to people and have their advice. Who is dealing with bigger problem than this small problem? Miss Jobeck Kobe, that's her name. Miss Jobeck Kobe Davis and Mr. Prime Minister need to bring in a foreign director or foreign engineer to run BEC and not these people who are running it now. This is where our problem come in. Nobody want to listen.
I got you, brother. Thanks.
They're not trained properly then. Let me put it like that.
Let me ask you a question. Were you getting any shutdown like this when Donovan Moxie them was running BPL?
No, sir.
That's right. The same Bahamians was there and no foreigners.
No, sir. The same people ain't there, Mr. Lang. If y'all see the thing about it, these people don't want to be active and real with y'all. They are not telling you the truth. They want the senior engineers.
What you mean the same people wasn't there when Donovan, you mean they fired the Bahamian people? Did they fire?
Mr. Lang, half of the engineers are not there and they gotta tell y'all the truth.
Oh wow.
They're vibing inside Pike and BC. All employees are vibing, and they need to tell you the truth.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Lane, this thing go deep, man. This ain't no, man, Mr. Lane. See, they don't want y'all to get the information. That's why the linesmen, all the linesmen who were supposed to be linesmen on BEC, they move all of them. They are now fixing cars. Trust me, Mr. Lane, y'all need to get in there. Y'all need to be real journalists, people. going
for Hold on. Don't get mixed up. You made an allegation. That's your allegation. We can find out. Okay, I got you, bro. Thank you. We appreciate it. Boy, your behemoth is something else. Did you all know that the Prime Minister was in India? Anybody out there, did you know, was there an announcement that the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas traveled to India? Is that so? I'm looking at something that says PM Davis visited Campbell Shipping in India. Was there an announcement that the Prime Minister was traveling to India? And who is now acting? When was this? When did that happen? Also, there's a public notice that says that closure of Supreme Court due to power outages. The public is hereby notified that the offices of the Supreme Court, Nassau, the Bahamas, will close with immediate effect today, 11th August 2026, due to power outages. The Supreme Court will reopen tomorrow, 12th August 2026 at 9 a.m. Persons with matters scheduled for court are asked to report tomorrow to their respective court to obtain new adjournment dates. The court regrets any inconvenience caused and appreciates the public cooperation and understanding in this matter. Okay. Okie dokie. Did you all know that the Prime Minister was in India? That's unusual. You're supposed to say Prime Minister of traveling, you're supposed to say so. I mean, I didn't know. Anyway, maybe somebody said so. We have caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day. Yeah, I just wanted to tell your last caller to stop speculating. We're speculating and don't have a fact of anything. Why do behemoths need to sabotage? It's already said the BPL has failing infrastructure.
But they said so. The people, listen, it would be good if you could say, oh, the staff sabotaging it, failing. But they telling us what it is, eh?
And plus, the BGC people, wouldn't they say, well, BPL sabotaging? It's just that they just can't have two different people. And BGC doesn't have enough skills. That's the only thing. The same people that he's saying
not enough skills to get paid $8 million a month for services.
Yeah, they don't have enough skills. But all he said is that the same guys that he's talking about at BPL now, they are still there, but they are not allowed to touch the system.
That's what I thought.
Because it belongs to BGC. He doesn't understand that.
Well, they ain't belong to BGC, you know, because I could promise you this. Listen to me. Them transmission and distribution assets are not yet in the custody or ownership of BGC.
Yeah, but BPL employees aren't allowed to touch it.
I got you, brother. I understand.
So I just need him to stop speculating and try to understand what is going on.
I got you, brother. Okay. Thank you. See, you're hurried to carry your last seed to college. You're going to miss him. Hey, me and him, he ain't been hanging with me for a little while, so he can be in college, ain't been nothing different, but I'm glad he's progressing. Say, India? Yeah, India. People already have a meme. They already got a meme out. Court is adjourned because oh, wow. Well, you all don't waste time now. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, be listening to you.
Hey, good day, line. And congrats on getting your baby boy to school.
Yep, man. Baby boy, going to school.
Hey, Lang, there's a couple of things I want to touch on. You know, mm-hmm. The $700 million in that NIL fund, but they only tried to give an account for the last $265 million, leaving $200,000 on the account right before the election. Mm-hmm. What happened to the $435 million? To make up $700 million that they put into the fund, because you took exception with them setting up the NIF fund when they had no board, right? They didn't appoint no board yet. You see? So where the $435 million that they ain't giving the Bahamian people no account for? Am I making sense?
Yeah, man, I spoke about this the other day.
Well, I mean, we need to know. Now, I call them, you know, let's call them the Bermuda Gate administration. Because the first thing they did was gone to Bermuda and they account for a couple of, $1 million they spent going up to Bermuda, you see? So they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, ain't giving an account. And then to digress from that right now, those who I'm asking about if they put anything in place for a plane that's crashed, remember they're on vacation until next month. So ain't nothing changing with the law with the plane crashes. And when you have airplanes, you have to do your annuals. And I don't think that's an issue with private airlines. And so with BPL, right? Here it is now. Someone, the earlier caller, finding an excuse. I'm talking, thinking with conspiracy theory about the employees going and sabotaging. I wonder what sort of mindset he used to have or does have when he go on the job to go sabotage the boss. Infrastructure. These people, you know, they're ludicrous. One last thing. Like when they talk about foreigners purchasing the land, and you rightfully said so, that anybody, any foreigner could buy land for residential reasons if it ain't more than, they move it from 5 acres to 3 acres?
It was three to five. It was three to five. It was three. And then it was five.
Or they upped it to five?
Yeah, it was three. I think when what I recall is when we were in office, when we passed that law, it was 3 acres.
Okay, that's if they wanted for just residential purpose.
So yeah, for residential purpose. Yeah.
Right now, just let them know that when they want it for business purpose, if they want it for just 50 by 100, they have to apply to the investment board. And wait, and they're supposed to get approval before they even sign a lease agreement with you,
absolutely,
the land owner, or an agreement to purchase. That's
absolutely.
And if they don't, under Section 3.1, that if they sign it, that renders it suspended, or the access null and void and without effect for all purposes of law. But the next sentence, or the next point, Section 3.2. says that they still can apply for an approval if it's for business, you know, under that section. And they have to get that approval before the terms of what they just previously signed expires. If they don't, that means the contract that they signed has fallen away. And there are other things they need to do under Section 3.2 is to be able to obtain a permit of approval certificate to certify and validate an agreement, I mean, an approval that they would have gotten. And then they have to go and pay stamp duty.
I got you, brother. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I find the India thing very interesting in terms of, you know, like, India is in a certain place right now, in a state of flux in terms of, you know, and it's doing some very good things. You know, I think, you know, hopefully the amount of technocrats RPM has traveling with him, you know, can glean something from what is going on in India, you know. But my real concern, you know, is when leaders in a developing country have to make a decision, right? And when they make the decisions. Now, in most cases, that when happens in the now, you know, a problem is up, we have to make a decision. But, you know, what about the mindset that have us making a decision? And the when is not now. The when is, like, say, before. You know, it's like a preemptive thing in terms, you know, we know what's coming up. We know we got to be prepared for. But we wait until the last minute and we make, you know, and we try to make a change for decision. Now, you know, a summer is a real bad time to be trying to straighten things out in terms of BPL and current, you know, and the need for us having, you know, having power. It's just a thought, you know, of us moving the when to when we to a place where we do it before we have to do it, you know, and not being forced into making.
I got you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good point. All right. We have a text here says, Selang, if we had a major uptick in BPL power disruption being provided to its customers within the last 2 months, how is it that BPL bill for July has doubled in cost? Child, you're all asking me all kind of questions. I am not qualified to answer. I can't answer that question for you. I don't know. I really don't. This text says, good day, Lang. Says, Mr. Lang, we honestly need to get this light problem fixed. This is very frustrating and sickening. I could understand you 100%. But thanks for allowing Sparky to voice most of our concerns. People, please remember from time to time, this government said surplus. It was like flatulent on all of us. Tell the PM to stay in India by the help of God. We need to deal with politicians 1, 2, 3. Who's the acting Prime Minister of the Bahamas now? And how would you know? Because it is normal that when the Prime Minister is leaving the country, especially if he's leaving for more than 24 hours, there would be an announcement. Mr. Director of Communication, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas is traveling to India to attend such and such, to meet with such and such, and acting in his stead will be so and so. Who's the acting Prime Minister of the Bahamas now if the Prime Minister is out of the country? Who's that? Suppose something happened. Suppose something broke up. How would you know who you should call upon? Very odd. So the PM is back. He will be in Fox. Oh, he's back. Okay. So he went to India and came back and we knew nothing about that. Wow. The press did not know. I mean, seriously, folks in the press, y'all didn't know? You all did not know the Prime Minister traveled in India, or is that an old picture or old something? This text says, to be honest, I didn't expect the PM to be in the Bahamas one day. And disturbed. He did not give himself a portfolio, I suspect, to have freedom to travel even more than he did in the last 5 years. We will be premier-less until 2023. That said, I find it distasteful that the PM and the Energy Minister escaped the country in the middle of what is a national disaster. First of all, there's always a Prime Minister. There's always. There's an acting Prime Minister. You could be sure of that. Say, I thought they were vacationing. If they were vacationing, that's different. That's different. Different. That's okay. Say, the acting Prime Minister is the boss. You won't cause a war. You won't cause a war. In the government, to have such a junior person act as prime minister, you want to cause a war? Wow. Okay. All right. But Juicer, I think I missed a break. Hey, let's take the break. Let's pay our respects to our sponsor. We'll be right back and finish up the show. Okay.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and 3 nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? Priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to these remaining moments of the show. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. By the way, you know, if Yon makes a boss prime minister, Yon might get one of those national food store days, you know, like you got in Fort Charlotte, where you could get cheaper food, the whole nation, rather than just Fort Charlotte. You never know. This text says, good day, Shivago. Great show as usual. I realize that the PM was out of the country when DPM Cooper was speaking to the press as acting PM over the weekend. Oh, okay. Oh, so I didn't catch anything. So, okay, I see. But you realized it, by the way. You didn't realize it because it was announced. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, the acting PM is Latrey Raming because he has more to say on issues than the actual PM. he's the director of communication. So, you know, he has a job to do. So I understand that. If you have any, we got 3 more minutes left. If you got any questions, you know, somebody mentioned, thank you for allowing Sparky to speak on blah blah. I want to mystify some for y'all. I do not cut anybody off unless I believe you are either not on topic, or you're saying something inappropriate, or you spread misinformation. I will let Sparky or anybody else speak. Anybody else. So I don't want you all to hit me with that. I do not cut people off unless I feel you're straying. Right? That's my job. Part of my job is to use the show for productive purposes. And if you're running on off air, offline, off topic, and so forth, I'm not going to let you do it. I have a responsibility. This text is, Mr. Lang, you did well with your children and congratulations on coaching your youngest to university. I can't imagine the joy you feel before they get married and start their own families. Enjoy that happy spending moment with the last boy, and God bless. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I'm very proud of him. Yeah, you know, especially since we had, he did well. He did well in my farm. He's going to study, be a vet. He always loved animals. So, Selang is in India, but what about the USA? PM always in the USA, man. PM, I think, was in the USA a week before last or so for the diaspora meeting. So that's he's been in the US many times. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. God spare us life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You all have a fantastic afternoon, and take care. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come.
take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever.